Joining us with more about what happens next, Democrat Ross Hunter of Medina. He chairs the State House Appropriations Committee. Ross Hunter, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on your show, Ross.
Your budget includes a $1.3 billion increase in K-12 spending to meet the mandate of this Supreme Court McCleary decision, in which the state found that the court found the state is not meeting its paramount constitutional responsibility to fund basic education. Now that all of these three budgets are out, are the House and the Senate and the governor on the same page when it comes to how much to spend for K-12 to satisfy this court ruling?
We're not. We all spend a significant amount of money. The House budget spends $385 million more than the Senate. The Senate, you know, these are costs that the court was really clear that we have to pay over the next 5 years. And so by spending less in this budget period, the Senate pushes those costs out into the future and makes it even harder to solve the budget problem in the next cycle.
So one issue here is you disagree on how much to spend, and then there's some kind of a disagreement about where to find the money that you would spend. Senator Rodney Tom summed up a major theme of the Senate's budget when he said, we need to get off this storyline that we need more money for education. Senator Tom's point, he thinks that we can get the necessary money for education from other parts of the budget. That also seems to be a major difference between what the Senate's proposing and what you're proposing.
Right. Yes. The budget that comes from Senator Tom and from the Republicans in the Senate finds the money in other places. It borrows a big chunk of it. It transfers in $166 million from the Common School Construction Fund, which is, in addition to being unconstitutional and in addition to them having spent it earlier in the session for something else, school construction, they move that in and then they borrow $166 million to replace that money in school construction. Well, so what they've done here is they basically borrowed $160 million in that particular move to put in budget. The budget is filled with other places where they've basically not recognized costs, or they've done these assumptions that are just not going to come true. I would call them gimmicks. I mean, that's where they've chosen to find the other money. If you want to cut stuff in the budget, I'm happy to have a conversation. You want to specify exactly what you want to cut, we're willing to negotiate a budget. We always wind up negotiating a budget. Theirs is filled with sort of phantom cuts that are really hard to identify. What would actually happen if you did that? And that's just not responsible budgeting.
Well, you, in fact, criticized the Senate budget for proposing a lot of savings from lean management efficiencies. But your budget in the House proposes $20 million in savings through lean management. Where precisely will those cuts come from?
The Governor Inslee's staff asked us to do this. He spent a lot of time on the campaign talking about lean management. And he thinks that the savings that we've done, and here it's in the second year of the biennium, it takes a fair amount of time to spin up a lean program, which he's doing. He thinks this is actually attainable. He doesn't think the $157 million in the Senate proposal is actually doable. The Senate proposal takes it out of every single agency. And what the governor would rather do, and I concur, is say, well, we're going to apply the 80-20 rule. We're going to say, where are the savings that we can actually get? Let's focus our energy on places where we think we can get real savings, be effective there, and not try and take more money out of the courts, for example. I think they take 31% of the court's budget. It may just be because they're angry about rulings, but you can't take that much out of the courts. There's no proposal that would actually show how you'd make that more effective.
So are you saying that the
governor's going to ask me to do it? I'm going to do it.
Well, are you saying that the governor will figure out where those savings will come from? And it's your budget in the House. Where do you think those $20 million in lean management savings will come from? Are you just taking the governor at his word and say he'll figure that out? I thought it's your job to come up with a budget.
It is my job, and I've proposed a number of places where I think the governor can do this. We have separation of powers here. There are some things we can allocate money to things, but we can't actually manage it day to day. I spent a bunch of time with both Jay and with his staff walking through what I think is the biggest target, which is the way that we do eligibility. We have about 1,000 employees scattered throughout 5 different agencies doing eligibility checking, and we think that if we consolidate that and use the mechanism that we're using for the new Medicaid expansion, that we can actually reduce a lot of the staff involved in that and improve the service for people, so you'd have one-stop shopping rather than having to go to five different agencies, which I got to tell you is tough if you're a low-income person.
So that's an example of lean management savings.
That's the biggest target.
Okay,
that I would
great.
Pick if I were doing, if I were the governor and I wanted to focus a lean thing, which is an executive function, not a legislative function, that's where I'd go. He and I have worked on that. I think that's what he's going to do. This is his ask as a way. He says, I can make these savings without changing the services offered. I can make it more efficient. The way the Senate did it is going to reduce services, and I'd actually rather have them make specific decisions about what services to cut. That is our job.
And now the battle is engaged. We'll have to have you back, Ross Hunter, to see how you are going to get this together with the Senate and come up with a final budget. Democrat Ross Hunter from Edina, he chairs the State House Appropriations Committee.